Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello and welcome, Form 5 students across the country, to our first radio program. I am Alice Akau, teaching Form 5 New Testament Studies. Our program today is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In this session, I will try to make this short according to the time given, which is 30 minutes. The main points that I will deal with are A, verses 1 to 2 are about the greetings, and B, verses 3 to 11 are about the marks of the Christian life. What you need to have now is your Good News Bible, and be ready with Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. For my introduction, I will do the reading given, which is Philippians 1, verses 1 to 11. The final greetings from Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's people in Philippi who are in union with Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and helpers. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Paul's prayer. I thank my God for you every time I think of you, and every time I pray for you, all I pray with joy because of the way in which you have helped me in the work of the gospel from the very first day until now. And so I am sure that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Christ Jesus. You are always in my heart, and so it is only right for me to feel as I do about you. For you have all shared with me in this privilege that God has given me, both now that I am in prison and also while I was free, to defend the gospel and establish it firmly. God is my witness that I tell the truth when I say that my deep feeling for you all comes from the heart of Christ Jesus himself. I pray that your love will grow more and more together with true knowledge and perfect judgment, so that you will be able to choose what is best. Then you will be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. Your lives will be fulfilled with the truly good qualities which only Jesus Christ can produce for the glory and grace of God. This is the word of the Lord.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
Now, the topic for this session is Christ our Lord, for me to live in Christ. In verses 1 to 2, which is the greetings, this is what is all about. It was the custom in those days to start a letter by writing the name of the person you sent it and the person who was going to receive it. For example, from Paul and Timothy to the people of Philippi. In his Christian letters, Paul also usually mentioned God and Jesus and made a statement about the Christian faith that you could also find in Galatians 1, 1-4 and Ephesians verses 1-2. In many letters, Paul also begins by stating clearly that he is an apostle. He tries to prove that he has a right to write and that the people should listen to what he says. See Romans 1:1-6. He does not to do this for the Philippians because they already know him, and he knows that they will listen to what he says. Paul and Timothy. Timothy is mentioned too, not because he helped to write the letter, but because he was with Paul in Rome, and also Paul was planning to send Timothy to Philippi later. Servants of Christ. The word used in Greek, doulos, is really strongest than servant. It means slave. A slave in those days belonged to his master forever. He was not free to do anything he wanted to. When Paul calls himself a slave of Jesus, he means three things. And those three things are: 1, he belonged completely to Christ. 2, he knows that he must be completely obediently to Christ. 3, belongs among the servants of God. This is a term used to describe the prophets in the Old Testament. It means chosen by God. It was a most important title held by Moses, Joshua, David, etc. Paul humbled puts himself with those great prophets and kings as a person called by God. God's people are those who believe in Jesus Christ. In some versions of the Bible, this is translated as saints in Christ Jesus. Saint means holy or separate. The Christians at Philippi were separate because they were followers of Christ. They should be different from the people around them. Bishops and deacons. These men were the leaders in the local church at Philippi. The duties of a bishop or church elder were written in Acts 20, verse 23, when Paul spoke to the Ephesian elders. The deacons were probably men who had administrative duties in the church, similar to those mentioned in Acts 6. Perhaps these two groups of men are especially mentioned because they collected money and organized sending the gift to Paul. Verse 2 is about grace. The free and deserved love of God to sinful men. It was a Greek greeting, peace. This was the Hebrew greeting, shalom. It is not merely the absence of fighting or quarreling. It means the peace of mind comes from reconciliation to God through Christ. Now, in verses 3 to 11 of the Philippians chapter 1, the marks of the Christian life, Paul prays for his friends with joy. The letter to the Philippians has been called the Epistle of Joy. Paul finds joy in the following ways. 1. Joy that Jesus Christ is preached. 1 verse 18. 2. Joy in Christian prayer. Chapter 1 verse 4. The joy of faith. 1 verse 25. 4. The joy of seeing Christians in fellowship together. Chapter 2 verse 2. The joy of suffering for Christ. Chapter 2 verses 17 to 18. The joy of news of a loved one. Chapter 2 verse 28. The joy of hospitality. Chapter 2 verse 29. The joy of the man in Christ. Chapter 3 verse 1 and chapter 4 verse 1. The joy of a man who has won a soul for Christ. Chapter 4 verse 1. And the joy of a gift, chapter 4, verse 10. In verse 5, Paul tells the Philippians that he is praying regularly for them all with joy. Why is he thankful? Because of their fellowship in the gospel. The Philippian church has always strongly supported him. They have shown that they have believed in the gospel and really accepted it by their lives. They show generosity and sincere love. Here is a lesson for us today from the Philippians. The sign of our love for Christ and the gospel is the amount that we are prepared to sacrifice in order to help its progress. We rejoice because we have come to know Christ as Savior. What are we doing to make him known to others? In verse 6, the Christian sacrifice, Paul says that he is sure that God, who has begun a good work in the Philippians, will complete it so that they will be ready for the day of Christ. The words which Paul used for begin and complete in the Greek language are special words which are used for the beginning and end of making a sacrifice. This helps us to understand that Paul saw the life of every Christian as a sacrifice ready to be offered to Christ. Romans 12, verse 1 gives the same picture. On the day of Christ, when he comes, it will be like a king coming. A king's followers would usually present him with gifts to show their loyalty and love. The only gift Jesus wants for us, from us, is ourselves. Our task as Christians is, with the help of God's grace, to make ourselves a fitting offering to Jesus. The Christian partnership. Paul speaks of certain things which all Christians share with one another. A. Partners in Christ. All Christians know that they owe everything to the grace of God. B. partners in the work of the gospel. Christians share the same work, and that work to spread the gospel, to defend the gospel, and to confirm the gospel. Verse 7. See, partners in suffering for the gospel. Paul and Philippians shared the same suffering. D. Partners with Christ. A Christian is a partner in the love of Christ. Verse 8. But to be a real partner, we must be with him. Paul says that Jesus' love goes out through us to other people for whom Christ died. Christian progress and Christian goal. Verses 9 to 10. Paul prayed that the Philippians' love would grow every day. Love is the way to knowledge. If we love something, we want to know more about it. If we love Jesus, we want to know more about him and his truth. Real love for Jesus helps us to see the difference between what is right and what is wrong. It helps us to become more pure. Now, in verse 11, the Christian aim or goal is to live such a life that glory and praise are given to God. To conclude, there are 5 questions to conclude with. Question number 1, what was the usual way of beginning a Christian letter? 2, why do you think Paul called himself a servant of Christ? 3, why is it surprising that Paul wrote so much about joy in his letter to the Philippians? 4, Paul's letter to the Philippians has been called the Epistle of Joy. What does the word epistle mean? 5. Read chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. This section is called Paul's Prayer for the Christians at Philippi. Study especially verses 9 to 11 and make a list of things which Paul prayed for. Now, I'm now going to invite the Form 5 girls to sing a hymn for the theme.
When in
Thank you very much, students, for listening and being patient throughout this radio program. Looking forward to meet you again in my next radio program.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.